Deborah, tell us, what are some of the latest updates from authorities on their investigations into the blaze?
So Hong Kong's anti-corruption body, ICAC, has launched an investigation into the construction company. And we heard that, you know, they've actually gone to the construction company's office and seized some documents. And this also came after authorities at 6 a.m. this morning briefed the media, saying that, you know, the construction company, the company behind the renovation, was grossly negligent. And, you know, they cited issues such as using non-compliant materials, such as the protective netting around the exterior of the building, down to styrofoam boxes that's plastered onto the wall, as well as some plastic sheeting. So all these, you know, are some ideas of what we can, you know, sort of get as to how the investigation would carry on. Now, there are it's still quite unclear at this point exactly what part of the corruption investigation will sort of, you know, unravel, you know, what this really pertains to. But there have been a lot of resentment from residents as far back as last year, when this renovation project was first launched, over the very hefty price tag. We're looking at about 330 million Hong Kong dollars for this renovation project, and residents actually had to shell up about 180,000 Hong Kong dollars per unit. And, you know, just for context, this residential building is home to a huge proportion of elderly residents above the age of 65 years old, and this is also a subsidized government project. So there has been a lot of unhappiness regarding the hefty price tag they've had to pay, and of course, you know, this will be taken into consideration when authorities do their investigation.
And Deborah, not to mention that a number of people have been affected by the fire, and I'm curious to know what kind of support is being given to them.
Absolutely. There have been, you know, an outpouring amount of support. I just want to show you what I can see in front of me. Right here, you see a huge sea of people. And these are volunteers, you know, giving out boxes of food rations, giving out masks, giving out portable chargers. And, you know, earlier in the day, I was doing a couple of live reports just in a shirt and pants. But right now, I have my jacket on. That's because temperatures are dropping in Hong Kong. It's about 18 to 17 degrees Celsius right now. It could get even colder. And so what you can see over there are people actually handing out warm blankets, thick jackets as well. And, you know, residents, of course, they are quite distraught. And, you know, we've been trying to talk to them, but they understandably are declining interviews at this point. But we did speak to some people who say that they have camped here overnight. You know, they don't want to be in the shelters. They want to sit here at the deck where they can actually look at the building burning before their eyes, because I think they're still trying to come to terms as to what the future is going to look like, because for most of them, this is their retirement home. And, you know, right now they're still trying to come to terms with that. So there has been mental health support as well. There's a WhatsApp group startup to sort of reach out to residents who require that. And I also did speak to Red Cross earlier, and they did tell me that aside from the relief, the food rations, activating people to try to talk to residents, try to get them to, you know, help them figure out what the next step is going to be, they are also offering counselling sessions. So we are seeing, aside from humanitarian efforts here, a lot of companies coming forward, you know, donating huge sums of money. We're talking about Trip.com, Red Cross China as well. I'm also getting some information that Lenovo has also stepped in to donate quite a substantial amount of money. So all these really is community spirit at its best.
Well, it's really heartening to see the community coming together to aid those in need. Thanks so very much for that report, CNA's Deborah Wong.